During the recovery phase, generally schools will have a debriefing form that allows them an opportunity to have a structure to walk through this problem-solving process with the student to take a quick look at what just happened, what could be done differently so that it can be prevented next time. And we can think about this as a debriefing activity. Now, hopefully, when you're sitting down to do this debrief with a student during this time, you've been successful in giving them an independent activity that they can do, and the rest of the class is back on track, because we do not want all eyes on this student. At this time, the teacher can go back to the student and say, "I know that was really uncomfortable, and I'm feeling uncomfortable too with what just happened. But we're at a time now where we need to talk through it so we can do things better the next time." If you don't know what that trigger was, you might say something like, "It seemed to me, I didn't even feel like I saw this coming. I just looked over and I saw you doing this. Can you tell me what happened before that?" And basically what you're doing in this moment is talking with this student to figure out, why did this happen? What set the stage for this to even take place? And the goal is not to blame anybody, but the goal is to learn from it so that it can prevent this from happening again in the future. And it might be something as simple as, "When you gave that last answer in class and you said I was wrong, it totally embarrassed me in front of all my friends. And I just didn't feel like doing anything like that. And the more I thought about it, the more frustrated I got, because I really felt like you called me out in front of my friends." And it may be that the teacher totally missed that and didn't even realize saying, "No, that's not quite right," was offensive to that student or was humiliating in some way. So with that new information, together, that teacher and that student can come up with an action plan. And it literally could be as simple as, maybe the student needs a little more time to think about questions so that they can have a chance to come up with the right answer ahead of time. So you might come up with something like, "Tomorrow, when you come back to this period, I'm going to ask you a question in our discussion section, and I want you to think about this. And if you want to bounce your ideas off some of your friends, or check with me before class starts, I'm happy to do that." Or you might even say, over the course of a normal conversation, "Hey, Jesse, I'm going to want to get your opinion on something in just a second, but I'm going to go ahead over here and check in with Alexis to get her thoughts first." And that little interaction gives Jesse an opportunity to think for a couple of seconds. "All right, she's going to ask me a question, and I know this is going to be okay." Do some positive self-talk. For some students, it's just really, really hard to get corrective feedback or be told that they did something wrong or said something wrong. And it feels much more personal than it was intended to come across. So for those kind of students, you might come over and say, "Hey, I know you're finishing up that first draft of your college essay right now, and I'm going to come back in just a couple minutes and we're going to edit your first draft. We're just going to be looking at it for some basic grammar things. So when you get a chance, just take a quick look over it and double check your work, and I'll be back in just a minute." So that lets them know, "I'm about to give you some feedback," and then it gives them a chance to double check themselves so that they can be ready to hear what you have to say. So essentially, this debriefing session gives us a chance to learn about what went wrong from both people's perspective and come up with a new approach for moving forward the next time. It is not to blame, it is to learn.